The words came hard. He had been other, for time out of mind. "I," he said, and in shock, repeated it. "I." Other words, more words came back to him. Words that strung together shaped identity. He knew those words, and knew himself, when he had not for an endless time, immured in darkness. "I am man." A man. He was. Human. "I am man. I am a man." The emphasis was important. "I am a man." He crowed victory. No longer mute. He was a man. Was he not? Around him the world shuddered. Darkness bled into light. Nausea took him. Bile burned the back of his throat, occluding a sob. So close. So close to elsewhere. So close to home. "I am a man." He was. Had been. Was born so. Man, male. Mortal. He remembered. Remembered after a space. For time out of mind. When he could not. "I am," he said aloud, seeking solace. Seeking strength. But darkness wrapped its fingers around him. Darkness took him up, as if to inspect him more closely. His head filled and his eyes. His ears. His mouth and his nose. He choked on it. Darkness. Darkness dangled him by the scruff of his neck, as if he were vermin caught by a dog. Darkness smelled him, shook him. And then, with a twitch of negligent hand, darkness discarded him. He fell and fell. When he landed, when he had recovered breath enough to speak, strength enough to move, he sat up. Light. In place of darkness, light. He saw. He smelled, he heard, he felt. He tasted. "I am a man," he said. "And home." He stood, balanced, began to walk. To humankind. To home. To anywhere other than where he had been. Alisanos. Human? Was he? Could he be after dwelling in Alisanos? He stopped walking, stretched out his arms and gazed upon them, began to tremble. At the end of his arms, in place of his hands, were other. He screamed, "Human? No, not he." Screamed and screamed and screamed. Ilona woke abruptly to the sound of a scream resounding within her skull. For that moment of shock, the initial instant of confusion caused by a sudden awakening out of deep sleep, she heard it, and then realized the sound had not been a true scream, but merely the futile attempt of her sleep-fettered body to cry out. She had managed at most a moan. Her wagon was dark. She had dropped the oilcloth sides of the roof canopy and blown out the last lantern hours before.